Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, hey, hey!
How about
Kenny
that?
In the house.
Where's he at?
He's over there eating. Miami Dolphins hat. Met tattoos. Mets are winning right now, by the way. Nemo.
You thought he was up and it was Pete Alonso. I'm like, Nemo's left-handed.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Couple things. Ooh.
You got to pay off what you don't like this posturing if they're, hey, Matt, Brock might play.
Okay.
I like that caller.
Asked me.
Now.
There he is. Is that Nemo?
There's
Nemo. So remember when the Giants looked at him in free agency about 3 or 4 years ago? Robert Saleh, 3.5 years in New York.
Dude,
I thought he was there for a long weekend.
And now I get, thank you, Evan, for helping me, but now I get Evan's Adams energy, who joined us kind of like, nah, Goo, he had problems before Aaron Rodgers. So that is kind of funny, but I'll tell you what, forget that. He's already having an impact on this Niner defense. I really believe that.
Okay, so you asked me yesterday. Kyle Shanahan said it was possible that Purdy may play, and you know we'll find out.
Yeah.
And you said to me, "Do you think Kyle's posturing?" And I said, "I'll tell you on the other side."
Yeah. Because boy, you were adamant, like almost like you didn't like it.
Here's the way I'll put it. I have too much respect for Kyle Shanahan to think for 1 minute that his idea of strategy or gamesmanship would be playing a game with his quarterback and trying to set up a situation where we don't know who's going to play, even though he knows.
You know what that does, though? To your opponent.
It does nothing.
No, stop.
And this is what, you've always asked me this. What didn't I like about Mark Jackson? That's what he did.
That's what he did.
No, they don't all do it.
It's gamesmanship.
It's, you know what?
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Am I facing Steve Young or Montana? Like, that matters. They're going to do both.
You're facing neither.
You're working harder.
My point is when an hour before the game, when you'd ask Mark Jackson who was starting, he'd say, I'm not telling you. I don't want to get out of my secrets. It's just like, you're a buffoon. That is the lamest excuse for strategy.
But if he feels like that's working, let him have it. Or let them have it. Just admit and look at me, Stani. You know it happens.
Not from a credible coach. That is infantile coaching. That's the kind of coaching that should send you to the Pee Wee Leagues.
Oh, dude.
I'm not going to tell. I don't want to give the opposition any. You're a dope.
Hey, please. Scotty, come on, man.
Seriously.
I disagree with you. It's done all the time. And you just want the other team to work harder. If that's for. Yeah, they're working harder. But hey,
they're working harder.
It might be Brock. You know, and what's the compare contrast?
Yeah, exactly.
To the defensive coordinator for Arizona.
Oh boy,
I'm sure there's some.
What a game plan difference! You know, well, now they're. Oh boy,
you try to fry him upstairs.
Yeah, that's
like they know if Brock's playing right now Sunday.
I disagree. Like who? The 49ers or the Cardinals?
The Niners. Because even if Brock says, "Hey, just I'll tell you tomorrow." Dude, you ain't playing.
He's not.
We ain't risking the biscuit, and you're the biscuit. We just paid you. We got a capable backup. Arizona's 2-0. I get it. Played some close games. They won. But damn it, we can win if Mac Jones gives us what he gave us in New Orleans. Just rest one more week. And who's to say it's not two more weeks? The bottom line is they checked the box. It looks like we got a viable backup quarterback in Mac Jones under the tutelage of mine. In my system, and me being Kyle Shanahan.
So, do we know what's the line?
That I don't know.
Do we know if the Niners are favored or not?
You know, I focus on
they
the
are.
Days.
They yeah, are favored. It's 1.5.
1.5.
Carter saying it moved to 2.5.
It moved to 2.5 when Purdy became possible. I got you. Okay. 2.5. That didn't seem like a lot. That tells me that people think the Cardinals ain't bad.
Well, I've been fading the Niners, like betting on them, and I've won twice, so they've covered twice. That 2.5, Stoney, with Mac or with or without Brock, your boy's taken. I just need some betting.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I guess I'm going to go against
myself.
They
ain't losing a home opener.
Yeah, but you know what? See, this is why I love talking sports sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Okay, so,
my man.
If you're telling me the line's 2.5,
right?
I'm telling you, right? Like I thought. Here's the deal.
Okay,
if you're telling me it's 2.5, I would absolutely jump on the Niners if I knew Purdy was playing. I will not. I would not bet on the 49ers if Jones is playing. Like it would come down to that for me. Okay. That particular bet this particular weekend.
So let me act like I'm your psychiatrist.
Are you with me?
I'm about to tell you why I am and why I'm not.
All right.
And you tell me if it's fair. So with that mindset, it sounds like Mac Jones didn't sway you much on what he did Sunday.
Not necessarily, Goo.
Because it sounds that way.
Nope. I think it's more the respect I'm giving the Cardinals.
Mm. Who are undefeated, by the way.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are better than...
But they beat the Saints and the Panthers.
And the 49ers beat the Saints and the Seahawks.
Seahawks beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, and Pittsburgh stinks.
No, they don't.
Evan thinks they're a fluke. Not a fluke. Evan thinks they're a little overrated. And Evan's got good takes. I would not take the Niners to cover with Mac Jones.
Huh?
I wouldn't. You know, and I hate to do this, but I do agree with him. And I don't bring his name up very much. You guys do. But this is where Bonte is right.
No,
division
I know
games
you
are just different. They just are.
You know,
when he first said that, I was like, that's a great line, Bonte. Great line. And then over the course of a couple of years, I was like, yeah, he's right.
It's always been that way.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been that way.
I never
it wasn't
wanted to
that
tell
way
him, but...
until Bonte said it. He's right.
No, but
I'm like, telling you the truth. I think
love
he's right.
The line and it's his line, but he stole the line. Division games are tough in the NFL.
I don't know. He said different.
Yeah,
they're different.
Right, which means tougher.
No.
And we saw
now,
that.
Why would
with
you try
Seattle?
To take a shot at him right now
no,
when I'm giving him
guy.
A compliment?
I talked to him this morning. That's my guy. Look at you stealing Bonte's material. I got to tell him. What time is
no,
it? 11?
But that's, like, honest to God, that's
no,
why.
I hear you.
That's why, because it's the Cardinals, it's a division game, that's why I would not. I think the difference between a backup quarterback and a starting quarterback is kind of the difference between the 49ers winning the game or lose.
Yeah, and I know a lot.
Against a team like that.
Yeah, and a lot has happened since last year. But the bottom line, Stoney, is this team came in, Arizona did, with an upright Brock Purdy and beat you. They laid the L on you in your yard last year this time. And now they're off to a good start. So we'll see how it goes down. But, Stoney, I'm going to fade that. If it's 2.5 or 1.5 with Mac Jones, regardless, I just think the Niners are off to a great start. It's one game at a time. And if somehow you can get this game against another division foe, you've already surpassed your division win total through 3 weeks as you did all last year. You're undefeated. Then it's about, are they real or not? You know, we're going to get that. That's the next phase. Are the Niners real or not? And you got a defense that's growing, led by some OGs. You got a middle linebacker to go with Fred, who I'm excited about, in winter, Stoney. So right now, things look good for the red and gold. They just do.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Sly.
Yeah. Adrian. You know what that's from, I hope.
Of course. But that was Rocky One.
Yeah. That was the shirt you had on last week, the gray one, when he used to go collect the money and jog. I think you wore that to the summit. Well, I'm saying
you're
that.
An ass. Why would you do that?
Because it had bacon collar.
No, it didn't.
He might have used it in the actual movie. What you got, baby?
No, I'm not. I got nothing right now. No, I got a lot. I got a lot. Let me do the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy or Mac Jones? If it's Mac Jones, Greg Cosell was on with the afternoon show yesterday, and he was asked about Mac Jones and what he did that was impressive. And what he did well on Sunday.
Mac Jones is an executor and a ball distributor. That's what Mac Jones is. So in a system with Kyle Shanahan, where they present a lot of clean throws and a lot of good looks, he can function well. Although I really thought that his touchdown to Jennings early in the fourth quarter that ended up being the winning margin in the game, I thought that was a really, really good play by Mac Jones. I won't go into all the details because people can't see it. But initially, the Saints showed a man-to-man look. And I think that that play was going to be, if it stayed man, I think they were going to throw the wheel route to McCaffrey on the boundary side because he was going to be covered by Pete Werner. But there was late coverage rotation, and they went to cover two. And so when Mac Jones took the snap, he had to recognize that instantly and realize that throwing the wheel route to McCaffrey was not going to be there. And he immediately, intuitively understood where to go with the football. And he hit Jennings right in the void in cover two with kind of a layered throw. I thought that was really, really good quarterbacking. That's the kind of thing he can do. Purdy's really good at that, too. He's shown that he can do that in this offense through the years that he's played in it.
Oh, my God. All that on one play.
Man. And it was a beautiful play. It was a big play. And Juwan Jennings, Stoney, I saw him at junctures in that game like, oh, boy, is he hurt? Is he not going to finish? But he showed up and showed out, and that was a great throw by Mac Jones. Stoney, I thought all his touchdown passes were fabulous. And also, too, that one to McCaffrey in the corner of the end zone, that was another laser. And that's why I'm just saying, personally, Mac Jones is a failure when you look at the team component to it all. But he's led a team to the playoffs his rookie year. He's had some good moments in the league, and now I just think he's in basketball football heaven with Kyle Shanahan at the helm. And, hey, he may have to return to glass slippers already if Brock plays this Sunday, or maybe he gets another week at it. But I'll say this moving forward. Last year, if Brock Purdy had went down and it was out for the season, it's over. Finito. I don't feel that way about this year's Niners. And knock on wood, hopefully nothing happens to Brock Purdy. But man, oh man, I'm going to keep playing that record of, boy, Kyle was astute in going out and recognizing that he could make Mac Jones, you know, keep the show going in the right direction if something were to happen to his quarterback. I believe that, man.
Yeah, I when you're talking, you know, you're talking about
49 starts.
Talking about Mac Jones's throws. Okay, the one to Jennings was nice.
Yeah.
The one to McCaffrey was nice.
Gotcha.
Who was the last one to Tajus?
Yeah.
I could have thrown that.
But
come on, Gil.
No, it goes on the ledger.
In the flat. He just threw it in the flat.
It's like Tony Gwynn resting his head four in. Hits, right? And some are just, man, right up the middle. And then there's a broken bat flare. Still counts as a hit.
Oh, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
yeah. Give Mac his flowers. Hey, let's play a little exercise. Niners are 2-0. You buying or selling? I'm going to read you the 2-0 teams along with them, and you tell me if you're buying or selling, all right?
Oh, boy, and the Niners are going to be
it's
the first
team. It's one word.
Push,
yeah, yeah.
Push the Niners to the back. I don't want to do them
that.
Yet.
I was doing that.
All right, this is buying or selling on 2-0 teams.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Two in the Niners division. The Los Angeles Rams.
I'm buying them. And as you know, as you...
Give me my victory.
How does Stafford... Last. Get out of here.
Last year at the summit?
That was last year. I'm victory lapping the Rams because I said... Stafford's fine, everybody. He's fine. Right. My sources said that he was fine, and he is.
Yeah.
So I am buying the Rams.
All right.
And I also, I really like Kyren Williams.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah,
he is. But I'll tell you, good.
Yeah, sure.
I will tell you this about the Rams. Don't take that victory lap into the first quarter of the season, so I need some more games. You all right? Yeah. What happened?
Feels like I have a bruise here.
Hurts? Just,
yeah, it like hurts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push in.
All right, we're watching.
Okay,
Arizona Cardinals 2-0. You buying or selling? Arizona.
I'm selling. You know why?
Dude, go ahead.
I gotta sell because I can't buy all three of the 2-0 teams in the NFC West.
All right.
So I'll say no. I'm not buying the Cardinals.
Okay. Now we go to Tampa Bay, Mr. Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield 2-0. Stoney. Are you buying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? This should be easy.
I think I am.
They're physical as hell.
Are they?
Yes. It's your segment, but you're buying them?
Yeah, I think I am. But boy, you want to talk about a guy that's flipped the script, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather have Baker Mayfield than Brock Purdy?
Well, coming out of college, it was no question.
Like right now.
I would. I'm just being real.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw Mayfield's numbers.
Now, how about Green Bay? They're 2-0.
Boy, they are
flavor of the month.
They are.
You want them to be?
I still have to be. I'm buying them.
They're good. With the mic.
They're good.
Yeah. Okay, and then that takes us. This one is interesting. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Buying.
Italian Philly
Cup.
You know, Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback that hasn't thrown a pass in the air more than 10 yards.
I love it.
And they're 2-0. A.J. Brown's, like, he's biting his tongue because they're winning, but I'm wondering if something's going on with their passing game.
They're 2-0. I'm buying.
Okay, yeah. All right, and they're the Super Bowl champs. All
they
right,
are.
Okay.
They are.
Something's up, man.
Something's
it has
up.
The ingredients to just blow up.
No. See, and this is what you do.
No, it's what's happening in Philly, and it happened
ain't
last
nothing
year.
Blowing up on Sirianni's watch. He's got that team locked in.
I don't know why he reminds me of you, Coach. And like, I hated him, man, but I got to put respect on his
name.
All right, how about Evans Chargers? Why
man,
would you
next question.
Jim Harbaugh is a G.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
If you think that stick... Look at the Chargers. Both sides of the ball, man. They're a problem.
They seem like they're pretty good. I guess I'd buy them.
If you get the real guy in there, it matters.
Who's
a real man, a leader of men.
Stop with that.
Indianapolis Colts?
No.
Tell me why. I'm shocked at that. Stoney, I think I am.
They're just not that good.
Can you elaborate?
No, I can't.
Daniel Jones?
Exactly. See, I think people, like, they're, I'm not. I watched them a lot last year.
All right.
They ain't it.
Well, it's this year.
I know.
Okay, right.
I know.
Stani, I think you're going to be wrong there. How about the Cincinnati Bengals?
You can't buy them.
No doubt.
Can't buy them.
You would be a fool right
now. Without Burrow. Right? Yeah, you can't buy them.
They need to call for Kirk Cousins. You got weaponry.
What? That's it? Those are all the two?
No, one more. Buffalo, play tonight.
I'm not buying them.
I almost want to throw this baseball at you. Why? You're Josh Allen left and right. Josh Allen. Him and Lamar are your guys. Go. I'm going to be quiet. Why would you not buy? You are, hey, you off that Barack Obama.
Too much pressure's on him. Too much pressure.
So?
I don't like Josh Allen when he feels the heat.
So you think he can't handle it, and that's why he hadn't won. He's performed well in the playoffs, unlike Lamar.
Can I just buy or sell?
Without
you guys saying I'm wrong?
So well, you could provide a reason for it.
I can, but I don't have to.
And the reason is you're divorcing Allen if there's pressure on him.
It's not because of that. Okay. I was kidding. It's more because I think with only two games into the season, I always think there's teams that are too well thought of and not thought of enough after two stinking games.
Look at their pass record. They've been close.
It feels to me like people are anointing the Bills. And just because of that, I'm selling. I don't know. There's something about them.
All right. I got to give you this.
It's got something to do with the expectations. But I'm not sure altogether what I think they're too highly thought of right now.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, and this is my last one. I know we're up against it. Steiny.
Yeah.
A 0-2 team that I'm telling you I'm done with. And I hope I'm wrong. But there's a price of a dynasty. We have watched and the Chiefs have failed to put young Thundercats around Patrick Mahomes. This 0-2 is real. Travis Kelce's done. He's Taylor Swift's husband now. And you just saw him drop that pass and cost him the game. I say that to say, Stoney, the Chiefs are done. Are you buying the 0-2 Chiefs, or you still think they got action?
Well, first of all, did they get married?
Well, they're about to.
Yeah, you said they got married.
Well, that's,
they're not married yet.
But no, what
they've
I'm
just
saying,
announced their intention.
He's a celebrity
so
now.
So a lot can happen.
Well, he's her spouse. That's what.
No, he's not.
He's no longer the greatest tight end in the game, and he fell off.
No, but you
last
said
year.
They're married. They're not married.
But you
they haven't gotten married yet. So there's a long time. Huh? This thing is not played out
yet. She's got a handyman at the house. Oh my god! But tell me, the Chiefs. I think they're done.
I think they're done.
Patrick is punch drunk.
Oh.
Like, he missed some throws to where when you're up there, Stoney, he's taking a beating, man. And they do miss Worthy. Dude, I know they got some injuries, but wait, I'll take the L if they come back. I'm rooting for
them. I'm not selling the Chiefs.
Chiefs, okay, you're not out on
them. No. Give me some other 0-2 teams and we'll do that.
Cleveland Browns. Flacco. Wacko. I told you, why would you start a dude 100 years old? Gabriel comes in and throws a touchdown. Oh, by the way, the game was over. Start one of him or Shador. That's who you guys have been. Go with the youth, the future. For them to pick Flacco, that's just stupid to me.
That's Cleveland.
All right, one more 0-2 team. Kansas City.
I think
Miami, you're out, right?
It feels like they're in disarray.
He is doo-doo.
It feels like they're in disarray.
McDaniel, EDD, fill it out now. Just fill it out. Steiny, Tua, have you heard him after some of these games? He's saying stuff and the reporters are like, what did he just try to say? Like, he's done. Tyreek Hill is available.
by the way, that's right. You know who thinks Draymond Green doesn't think Josh Allen's that guy?
What did he say? How did I miss this?
He said he's not that guy or something like that.
You got to be kidding me.
Evan, you know what I'm talking about?
Why would he pick... Hey.
No, but if he did say that, now I think even more that Josh Allen is the guy.
Like, I come down his road, Evan. That dude is performing.
Draymond Green doesn't believe Josh Allen will ever be the guy.
Hey, I would love to. May I read it during the break? I'm shocked. Wow.
By the way, he's also weighed in on the Kuminga situation.
Well, right now.
He weighed in on the Kuminga situation like Magic Johnson tweets. He said it is negotiations, and a lot of times things get done at the end.
Well, you look at you. Magic all is right. Special.
And that's what life's about.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Will it be Brock Purdy or will it be Mac Jones on Sunday? We'll continue talking about it. Also, on the other side, we'll take another look into Christian McCaffrey, some of the numbers and where he's at. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports, man. I'm done discussing sports.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. So far, so good. We're a little over halfway into the show, and I'm not aware of any firings here yet or suspensions.
And my
just
wife
be careful
answer.
What you say.
My wife answered.
Be careful what you say.
Steiny, stop. You would have been gone a long time ago.
Careful what you say.
If you worked in that
keep
type
it positive.
Of
dude. Must keep it positive.
I made it up.
Well,
I'm just down on our industry, man.
See,
everybody
careful.
Wants some
this
drama.
This is what I'm talking about. You can't do this now.
Hey, I'm ready.
It's a tumultuous time.
Hey, Steiny and Evan, I'm ready. I can't bite my tongue, man. Stephen A. Smith was in a damn fight, had a conversation at the fight Saturday in Vegas, having a good time. And you got all these credible people making the video. He runs into Shannon Sharpe and Ocho Cinco, just the three of them, and they're having a conversation. Nobody knows what it's about, but you got guys that I look up to, Marcellus Wiley, qualified guys, going all on the internet saying, Shannon, check Stephen A. There's problems.
Nice.
Then I went back and watched the video again, like, could he have really been getting at him? Stephen A says, yeah, on his show. He was getting on me because I told him by September I'd have a six-pack. So they were talking about him not having the six-pack. But people just running with drama. I don't like that stuff, man.
You live for that stuff.
What are you talking about?
You live for that stuff.
I work with you.
You every morning I am inundated with texts and with images of you, like with, do you hear what happened to Joy Taylor? What about Shannon and the young girl? Hey, What is going on with Molly Quarum?
That's reporting the news and forwarding it. That's not me making it up. That's different.
It's the same.
Shannon and the young girl. Anyway,
I get all the, you know what? I get all the, like, the controversies mixed up. Yeah. I don't know who did what or to whom. All right.
People ask them for Marcy, but they're going to be disappointed.
Oh, God.
You butchered that.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Goo, I'm going to be honest with you right now. You got to be careful.
We know who the real soldiers here are. At this
you got to be careful here.
Don't bite their tongue. Talk
to
management.
To be careful here. Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area, was on with the morning show. And who's going to quarterback this weekend for the Niners?
I wouldn't be shocked, no, because Brock is just one of those guys. I mean, watching him yesterday, he didn't do the rollout, but he was kind of doing it light on air. And my favorite story about Brock Purdy is back in high school, he contracted mono, and they wouldn't let him practice because he lost a ton of weight. But he did everything on air. So he is one of those guys who is thoroughly prepared, even if he's not in practice. He's just one of those guys that is a worker. And so even if he can't do the reps with his teammates, he's going to do it on air just to be in, like, motion, in practice, body memory. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he starts, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out there and looks like he did in week one.
She thinks Purdy's got a shot at playing. Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Well, this is what we do know, and this is how I live my life, and I'll share it with you all. Something's going on with the toe. The degree, I have no idea, but I do know it kept him out of one game. So, Steiny, I'm just looking at the Niner chessboard. We got a quarterback that looks like he can handle it. The worst case scenario, if he's the reason we lose, we're still 2-1. JLC, and she's just reporting it, and I get it, and I love her. But, Stoney, at the end of the day, aren't you risking a little too much by just having him sit out 1 week? Think about it. I need you to think big picture. Not just Sunday.
I need you to get off it.
And you hate that they're doing that to Arizona. It's working. Come on. This is perfect Stoney.
See, this is what you do. You throw in a – it's working. You have no clue what's working and what's not working.
Well, it's Thursday. I don't know if they know who's under center.
They're either going to have a limited quarterback who's pretty fast or a limited quarterback who's slow. That's who they're playing.
And he did a rollout. He ain't
on
slow,
air.
Slow.
He did a rollout on air.
No, I'm just talking about Mac Jones
mean,
and
the
speed.
Way?
I didn't get that.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't either.
People saying let Mac start. One person, Veggie, on the YouTube chat.
This is an easy one, and but this is where when you say backup quarterback's good, or you know he got us through last week, so we're in pretty good shape with our backup quarterback. Like, to me, you could be in the greatest shape ever with your backup, or you could have the worst backup in the history of backups. To me, the decision still has to be made independent of the backup quarterback.
All right.
If he's ready and healthy, then go ahead and play him. If there's anything that's not there that may impact his mobility, then I wouldn't play him. It's like, to me, it's kind of simple. And if erring on the side of safety means you go with Mac Jones, then yes, I would probably lean in that direction, because we're still very early in the season.
Give me a letter grade for this take, and I want an honest letter grade. Stoney, sometimes it's bigger than the game. If Brock Purdy goes out there and re-aggravates that toe and then misses 2-4 or 4 to 6 weeks, then what are you thinking to yourself about how you handled the situation?
You can't
live that way.
I can just tell you the way I view it, and it's very frustrating to me to discuss this thing, is because
you crashed out.
It's very frustrating at times for me to discuss this because who is the person or persons determining how much time is the right amount of time?
I think it would be Brock, because it's a pain tolerance issue, right?
But what if his mobility's limited?
Okay.
With a turf toe. You can't play him. If he's limited mobility wise, I'm not going to play him.
Did he Like, okay, I'm with you.
Okay.
So I feel like now I just, like, I would bet you now that Mac Jones, I felt it in hour one. Now I just hearing you say that, Stoney, there's no way in hell Brock's going to go out there.
But I also don't, like, people who say, well, if he comes back, what if he comes back this weekend and then he re-injures it and it's
That's
2 to 4
months?
Okay, and the way I was, okay, what if he doesn't come back this weekend, comes back next weekend, and gets hurt. Like,
but you would feel better that you gave it time to marinate from the outset.
You are so wrong there.
Have you ever heard of the word rush?
Here's why I believe you're wrong.
Rush.
If Brock Purdy plays Sunday and gets hurt, Shanahan's going to take a beating.
No doubt.
If, and I'm telling you right now, if Purdy misses 4 games and comes back on game 5 and gets hurt, he's going to get hammered. Yes, he will.
But it's
because if he gets hurt on any first game back, everybody's going to assume he came back too early.
But
whether it was week 1,
is what you're underselling, the fact that
you
they
will
waited
not,
him out.
You will not give
that
him a pass.
Buys him that hammer will be light.
You
it
no
will be
chance.
Light as if you run him out here after 1 week when all the signs tells you it's more than that. But Stoney, he'll be questioned, but the fact that you did your due diligence and it was multiple
you
weeks.
You didn't do your due diligence.
No, at that point it just got away from you and
so
it was
what's
going
the,
to,
what's the magic number? 1 week?
No,
what's your magic number?
I thought it was 2 to 5. I'm going 2 to 4, 2 to 6. Ian Rappaport, Brian Baldinger, Lo Neal, guys that have had that injury that have played the sport on the NFL level have said, you know, this thing is tricky. So that's all I'm telling you
if
he waited 3 or 4 weeks, people would be like, it was inevitable then, because at least you guys took three. You know, that's a long time. To not play ball,
if
he re-aggravates it, it's one of those. Well, it's like Durant.
If Purdy gets hurt,
it's gonna go
on his first game back, and it's a turf toe. You are absolutely gonna kill Kyle Shanahan or the doctors
are
or
you
somebody.
Telling me is this
There's
after
no
four,
da- yes.
Stoney, is this after
yeah.
4 weeks of him being
let
off?
Me, let
no.
me let me be clear.
You don't know
if
who I
Brock
am.
Purdy gets hurt in his first game back, whenever that is. You will hammer Shanahan.
Not if he misses multiple weeks in between.
Well, it doesn't matter. It whether he comes back this week and gets hurt or comes back in 6 weeks and gets hurt, they were both too soon, apparently, right?
Yeah, but 1 week to 4 weeks is now the blame game, I think, goes out the window because you proceeded with the right caution, caution.
No, I disagree with that.
Evan, can you help us? Even if you disagree, but if Purdy comes back this week, 1 week off, re-aggravates it, I'm sure people are going to second guess. But if they kept him off 4 weeks, he comes back 5 weeks and gets hurt, I think it would be less.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it would be less, but I still think they'd get hit.
No, I don't think so. Like, okay, if George Kittle comes back from IR off his hamstring injury and pulls it again, did they hold him out? Or did they bring him back too soon?
That's like, my point.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I just don't. I think in reality, I don't think it would come down like that. Because, I mean, I know. Because
IR has, you got to miss 4.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. And as of right now, we're not talking about Brock Purdy on the IR, right? We're just talking about, should he play this weekend, next weekend, or the next? I'm telling you right now that if he gets hurt in his first game back, then whether it's this upcoming week or in a month, people are going to be upset.
But do you remember the crossover Willard and Dibbs yesterday? You were adamant about just Ian Rappaport possibly, you know, getting this thing wrong. So if this guy comes back, Brock Purdy comes back in 1 week and were to re-aggravate that toe.
Okay.
I think.
Okay,
call,
what about
I
if he comes call... back in 2 weeks and he re-aggravates it? How are we going to be feeling?
I think it's lesser than 1 week.
What about 3 weeks?
I'm not saying it's not going to be lesser,
but I don't think for a minute if Purdy, you know, misses 3 games and then comes back, because I'll just say, well, maybe, why didn't they rest him 4 weeks?
Because the initial prognosis or diagnosis was 2 to 6, buddy. And you met the minimum requirement with 2, but coming back after 1 week or letting him come back, I think you're playing with fire. And it ain't even about
the
game.
I mean, that's
the
thing.
Just,
like, this is what I mean about injuries. We know nothing about the injury. We don't know what playing with fire even is. with Purdy
missing multiple weeks.
I mean, if he starts Sunday, are they playing with fire?
I think so.
Okay, what about next Sunday? But they're not playing with fire next Sunday. I mean, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But you will give me this.
Probably not right now. I'm defensive.
Yeah, we all would be surprised if number 13's out there this Sunday at the home opener. From what was told to us, I think you're lying.
I won't be surprised.
You think?
I won't be surprised if Mac Jones starts. I get it.
No, that
if Purdy starts. I get it.
Even after,
no, I'm not going
to
be surprised.
Drop that 2 to 6 weeks.
What Ian Rappaport saying 2 to 5 weeks is so irrelevant. I don't, like, it's not even part of the conversation to me. Like, he's
and
a reporter
by himself. It was other guys. Even Adam Schefter was saying they expect him to miss multiple weeks. And now just 1 week is
the only thing I think that's official is Kyle Shanahan saying a week ago that he might miss multiple weeks.
Right. Gotcha.
And then yesterday he said it's possible he could play this week.
Like, which was breaking
that's
news.
That's all that I'm working. Those are the only assumptions I'm working on.
And I guess I took the initial report along with a lot of other people, but it doesn't matter. Like, okay, he's going to be out 2 weeks at minimum.
Well, that's what it should mean when you say a guy's out 2 to 5 weeks.
Right. And that it may be
should
that.
Mean that he'll be out at least two.
Yeah. And then David Hernandez in the chat saying people deal heal faster than others. I get that. But I believe you're playing with fire if you allow him to miss 1 week and come back. So what if he gets hit?
What if he gets hit in week three?
No, hit on the toe. Something happens.
He's going to.
Oh, I'm just telling you.
Okay, so and that's what I'm getting at. If in 3 weeks somebody falls on his toe and gets hurt,
Bet365
is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I shouldn't have missed 3 weeks.
Maybe 4 weeks would have been the magic number. Like, I just have no idea what the magic number is. Where are 49er fans right now? But no, in terms of the general feeling, it's yes. I would, just knowing what I know, which is nothing at all, I would probably start Mac Jones on Sunday.
Right,
that's what
that.
I would
right.
do.
So we're on the same page.
Acknowledging that I have no knowledge of anything. But I would start Mac Jones. Is that important?
No, you kind of said everything that you're kind of not wanting to say with that. when it's all said and done, Matt Steinmetz is going to err on the side of caution and give this guy another week off.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're on the same page.
No, we're not.
We're on the same page. Yep.
No, we're not. Because let's talk more about Brock Purdy. This is more Jennifer Lee Chan. She was on the morning show.
Nope, he looked normal. Like when he did the dropbacks, he looked normal. He just didn't do the rollouts. So walking, a little bit of jog, looks exactly like he normally does. So he wasn't limping at all, wasn't favoring that foot. But I think they're just being careful with those rollouts. It can be extra pressure on the toe. You don't want to re-injure or make it worse. So they don't want him to have any setbacks, so they're being careful.
He's not playing. He's not playing.
Do you think that the toe is wrapped up? Is there something on it?
You know what? Can you do me a favor?
I know you're no doctor.
If you're going to ask those
questions. I'm serious, yeah.
I'll be happy to introduce Ken or Evan into the show. Such a great questioner. I don't have any answers. Evan, help me here. He's got a question for you.
Do you think the toe has some device or something on it, or is he just in his socks and shoes and cleats?
Well, he wasn't wearing a boot on Sunday, so I think that probably is what would be considered a device. But like during the game, you probably wrap it. Yeah. I don't know.
We did that. Do you think he wraps it with like adhesive tape, or do you think he uses one of those Flexol things, the stretchy thing?
There's probably a lot of padding.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Thank you, partner.
Okay. Well, you never had a foot or a toe problem when you played. You know, you just put padding on it.
Blisters, about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like you stuff your sock and.
Yeah.
Pause.
Does that answer your question?
Damn it, Goo.
Yeah, I got Evan. I'm so sick of that.
He's not playing.
Conversation.
He's
anymore.
Not playing. This is one of those things.
Well, then that's what I've been trying to
take it to the bank, and I'll tell you why.
B of A.
You know why? You know why he's not playing?
Fremont.
You know why he's not playing?
What?
Carl Malone. That's why he's not playing, because Carl Malone made it clear. When you get a little older or you're a little banged up, it's easy to run straight ahead and straight back. It's hard to go side to side. He's not ready to go side to side yet, Brock Purdy.
He's a baby.
He's not ready to go side by side to side.
But your premise was older, Carl Malone. Brock's a young kid.
Because he's number 13.
Works with injury also. It works with injury, age and injury. What were you saying, Evan?
Give me the Francel.
What I'm telling you is he's got turf toe. It is easier for him to run straight ahead and drop back in a traditional drop than rolling out. That's why they didn't have him rolling out.
Oh, okay.
But rolling out is a big part of his game. He didn't do that yesterday. He's not going to play Sunday. Take it to the bank.
Well, we've been telling you to take it to the bank.
No, you haven't. Not as strong as that.
You're welcome to the club.
No.
You just don't know how you got initiated. All right, Stoney. He's not playing. That's how
he's not. He's not playing.
All right.
He's not playing. Why would he?
I'm getting warm inside.
I'm halfway saying, I'm ready to say, just get all. He shouldn't play. You know why?
Hello?
They can beat the Cardinals with a backup.
You would think.
Actually, I was kidding.
No, I just.
I actually don't think.
I saw the Carolina Panthers give the Arizona Cardinals, that's the new NFL, in any given Sunday, Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. Stani, I mean, anything can happen. They played the Saints. Saints had a chance to beat Arizona. Arizona on the road.
Saints had a chance to beat the Niners.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, you're right there.
Yeah, same game. Same game, one score games.
I can't get over 1.5. If two and a half.
Upset because they don't seem to think the Niners are as good as you. Because they're building a bully now with Salah.
Dude, the L I took today was thinking Salah was with Aaron Rodgers. It felt like that was the reason he lost his job. Let's just say he was in trouble before this. 4 years. Damn it. It didn't feel like it, man. Thank you, Evan.
I'm with you.
Dude, I just, that's like I said, why Adam was like, dude, what are you on? He had ample time.
I'm with you.
I'm like, oh, man.
I thought he was basically hired by the Jets on a Thursday and fired on a Tuesday.
Yeah. But I'm going to stand by this. If this defense, let's just, I know I'm being proactive. If this defense continues to pop, and these youngsters in year one, and these two-year players, and this defense is a problem, and they have a playoff game, and we're singing the praises. We're already talking about a playoff game.
I'm just, in
this scenario, Robert Saleh's back in the line of being a head coach. Now, win, that's a different story, but don't get it twisted. This would be a hell of a job. There are a lot of youngsters on a defense that was a mess.
They played two games.
No,
chill.
I get you. No, I'm going on last year.
What's the over-under on this game, do we know?
I'm a guessing. I don't know. I'm saying 43. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's going to be over that. I think it's going to be over that.
I'm going to look now.
It's got to be higher. It's 49. Yeah, 48.
Well, they scored 26 and 17, the Niners, two games. 26 against the Saints, 17 against Seattle.
Remember when the 49ers apparently had a thing with mobile quarterbacks? Is that going away now?
Well, listening to Bosa, they got a new plan. So
where's that sound? I couldn't find that sound.
I read on NBC Sports Bay Area. I was like, let me see what Bosa said today. And I was kind of excited.
Well, that's something that I know we've only been working together for 8 years, but that's something that if you found that interesting, you could point Evan in that direction or yourself, and then I could push a button, and we could actually hear.
I sent you a personal text with that.
What?
With the Bosa stuff, just to say, hey, do you want to get into it? And you were in one of your moods, and everybody knows what that means.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
And we all.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Get ready for this, baby.
I'm looking for the over-under. Go ahead.
I'll save it for the other side.
45 and a half. I was off.
So 45 and a half.
Yep.
So 26-20 gets it done.
That's a lot.
26-20.
They scored 26 just last week.
Oh.
Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are going to score more than the Seahawks scored. They're going to score more than 21, I think. What about you?
I think it's going to be low score. I see 17-13. I see one of those
games. All right.
23-20.
Now we're getting close, though.
Yeah, but no cigar.
Hashtag random from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday, and I got to say that he needs to fire his agent. I believe it's the agent, and he's digging in his heels.
Can we just do this? Mm. I know we're up. I'll tell you on the other side. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah. Well, he...
That can't be good.
This Sunday, your tailgate destination, let me tell you where it's going to be. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 o'clock. Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will have all the games on at 10 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot. Great food, great drinks, and it's where you want to watch all the games. And if you're going to the game, check this out. Just go to Laughing Monk Brewing and get on the shuttle. It costs $25. Go have a couple pops at Laughing Monk. Pay $25 and take that shuttle to and from the stadium. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway. It's right near the stadium, and it's where Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal are going to be doing the pregame show. That segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford. Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.